The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide any specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Collaborative Wealth, a registered investment advisor. Collaborative Wealth and Falcon Financial Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show that helps you manage and grow your wealth. Join us in our great life adventure. Here are your hosts, Jeff Davis and John Davis from Falcon Financial Management, celebrating over 25 years in North Central Florida.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, John?
Good morning.
This is Jeff Davis. I am the managing partner of Collaborative Wealth and Falcon Financial Management here in the North Central Florida area. I'm here with the co-pilot, John Davis, and we are going to try and answer some questions today about financial planning, retirement planning, which is what we really specialize in, the markets, Florida losing to Georgia in gymnastics last night, and all the other good things. Oh, and the
baseball
and
team got beat too.
Oh my goodness! And we're going to go raise some money today. We're going to go run in over at
Stomp the Swamp.
Stomp the Swamp.
Yep,
that's what we're going to do.
Stomp the Swamp for autism.
And what is that going to be? Where? What are we doing? At what time?
We're doing stadiums. I think
stadiums
over at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium.
How many do we have to do?
I don't know. I saw it was a little thing for us to do, and we're going to go do it.
We're going to go run stadiums for fun this morning. So I guess that is true. Hey, I don't know whether you saw, I had a 10 on my preparedness today.
Well, then you should be ready to go run
stadiums. I guess I am. So it's been another crazy week in investing in America, all the things that are going on. It's just, I used to say that you go to bed at night and things are going to be so different in the morning. And now I say, in the morning it's going to be different. By 10 o'clock it's different. Noon it's going to be some other crisis. And it's just crazy how things are going nowadays.
Access to information, man.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
I guess maybe we ought to go back to the stagecoach and the telegraph.
There you go.
Ah!
Word of mouth. Travels at a different speed.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine back in when they had the Revolutionary War, when the war was over, it probably took months before most people even knew that the war was... I bet there was people that never even knew there was a war that went on.
I think Andrew Jackson's most famous battle was a battle fought in the War of 1812 that happened months after the war was over.
No, I didn't know to hear that story.
Yeah. No, when he kicked all the British out of New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah.
Yeah, the war was already over. Nobody knew it.
Well, that's an interesting factoid that I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah. It was very common in, prior to modern history that battles would keep getting fought, long after wars were over because people just didn't know they were over.
Well, nowadays we've got the problem that, if you want to sell a stock, it takes a nanosecond to be able to sell it. And in between that, time is going, information is passing so fast that somebody jumps in the middle and makes a little money.
Well,
that's increasing speed.
Yeah, arbitrage.
Yeah, well, it's bad juju is what I would say, but it's okay.
Yeah,
I know the young millennial technologist to my right.
One of the biggest drivers of some of that technology has been stock market, users, people looking to have better access to the. The exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not traders. When you talk about everything that's going on in the world today, and especially with all the news and the financial magazines and so much information, as John was saying, it's one of the things that I find really challenging for many of our clients. They feel overwhelmed by all of the information and the choices they get these packages from work, and it's, you know, I've got to choose all of these mutual funds. How, which one do I choose? There's 50 on this page.
Which is why a lot of people end up in the target date fund.
Yes, yes. But, you know, how much money should I be putting in? I'll just get enough to get the match. Well, is that really enough to meet your retirement needs? Is anybody counseling these people? You know, I don't know how I went down that rabbit hole, but when you started mentioning target date funds, it's interesting how times have changed,
mm-hmm.
and the opportunities that people have. And if you want to do this work yourself, there is nothing that John and I do that you can't do yourself in this day and age with a computer and time.
You know what I've found? It's easy to find answers. It's not so easy, and it's a deceptive problem to have,
mm-hmm.
asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. So, you know, is the underlying fee the most important? Is asking that question, is that the most important question of choosing a fund?
I mean, if a fund has a really high fee but has a really high return, and you're going to end up with more money in your pocket,
mm-hmm.
all right, is that really the problem?
In this day and age, it seems to be. It seems to be something
issue.
That people go to.
You don't know what kind of return you're going to get.
Nope.
You do know what kind of fee you're going to get.
For the most part, yes. It's a percentage of something.
Well, you know, people like to control as many variables as they can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you focus on the wrong variable,
oh yeah,
and that could be the wrong variable. Don't know. I think, you know, for me, we talked about this at one of the retirement meetings that we held for a company this week. The most important thing you need to know is, what is your time horizon?
Yes.
That to me is the number one driver of everything that happens in your investment world.
Time horizon and risk tolerance.
I think that your risk tolerance and your time horizon goal, you know, my goal is this and this is my time horizon, your risk tolerance is really should be a function of those two variables and not what you feel. Oh, you're
right.
Shaking your head, but you're talking. Which way are you shaking your head?
So,
can somebody shake their head no and yes at the same time?
logic and reason
just clashed in your head.
Well, no. So, if the world were all based on logic and reason, there'd be a lot of things. Yeah, there'd be a lot of issues we wouldn't have. Emotion is a thing that exists, and people are dictated by it.
Not me.
Well. There's a lot of people who are. You know, that's the same thing. The stock market is not necessarily itself based on logic and reasoning. You know, it's mm-hmm. there's a lot of emotion in the stock market.
Oh, gosh, yes. But there should be less. You know, if you're investing as an investor and not a trader, then the everyday gyrations in the market really don't make a difference to you. They really don't, because the chances are, you don't need everything you everything that you have isn't needed tomorrow.
You'd hope. You know, the other thing being that, you know, with the money that's in the markets, if we're talking about retirement funds,
right.
You're a 30-year-old person.
Right.
No matter where those markets are, if you have to take access to the retirement funds, mm-hmm. you're going to get hit with a penalty.
Big penalty.
You're going to end up, yeah, with, you know, issues taking that money.
Mm-hmm. A 10% penalty if you take it early before 59 and a half.
Right. So the reality is you'd want to make sure you have the buckets, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to have the
emergency opportunities.
Emergency funds, very liquid, very accessible funds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you've got your retirement funds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you have your play money.
Or, you know, here's the money for college education for the kids. Here's right. the money for the next house that we want to buy. We're saving money so that we can buy our next car in cash.
Right. And, you know, if you're using that to invest,
mm-hmm.
you want to have those kinds of funds in advisory or brokerage, non-qualified accounts that don't have the tax advantages
mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm.
of a retirement account.
Right.
Roth IRAs, 401ks. Mm-hmm.
John, we haven't told anybody how to get in touch with us. This is a live radio show, so you can call us at 877-975-9825 with your questions today.
Call us.
And we'd be glad to answer questions. At Falcon Financial Management and Collaborative Wealth here in the North Central Florida area, we've specialized in retirement planning. There's three senior advisors now in our team. That's Larry Rosinski, Dudley Wade, and myself. It's interesting. We had a client that came in to see us, and it turned out that, you know, they had been longtime friends of Larry Rosinski, and it's a small world. And I talked to him yesterday. Oh no, those folks are clients of yours. Yep, it's a small world, and those gentlemen have joined us, and they're senior advisors with lots of experience. They worked with Valak for a long time. Had their own private practices the last 4 or 5 years, and have joined us here in 2018. They also brought with them Trissa Pacciulli. So we have John and Trissa building that next line of defense, so to speak, the junior advisors, as we like to call them, and then the three senior advisors. So we have the depth today that we didn't have when I had my heart attack in 2015. And that's been our goal, is to build a firm, a company that provided not only myself and my clients and family succession planning, what happens if Jeff does die today, but also come together and we're providing that same depth for Larry and Dudley. If they're my age and if something happened to Larry, Dudley and I are here to help take care of his clients, and we've got the two juniors that are going to be growing up. If something happened to me, I've got Larry and Dudley here to help John. So the depth that we have now is something that I'm really, really proud of here in North Central Florida. I think we've got almost 100 years of retirement planning experience in our office today. Mm-hmm. So if you have questions about retirement planning, if you had a whole career here and you had all of your retirement savings at Valak, it's time to give us a call, because that's not your best option by any stretch of the imagination. I probably shouldn't be saying that, but I just did.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that.
In my opinion, yes. The teacher across the way here is just giving me, she's pointing at me and telling me at the same time.
Now, the reality being, it's not necessarily Valak's fault that's not the place to have it. The reason you don't want it there is that
you're limited.
You're limited in what you can do with it. If you've retired, then you know it's time to take that money and put it into an individual retirement account.
Control it. You want control of your own. And the same things whether you have if you have a 401k anywhere. But it just happened to, you know, I know that if you've been in the state system,
the resources
that we now have to help you in planning your retirement. We have had so many of our clients that all of a sudden we're going through their statements, and it's, you know, they've got retirement accounts at TIAA or Valak and Larry Dudley and Trissa, because of over 20 years of experience in that area. They worked with the employee. We were the employer-employee relationship. They worked in there. We did the work for people on a personal basis. So, and that's why eventually they jumped the fence and came onto our side of the fence and said, you know, we want to take care of people, you know, and it's just a different system. We're a one-on-one. We are a boutique. We take care of you. We're concierge. We're going to be able to help you from accounting to helping you, direct you to take care of your wills. Talking this week, it came up that, you know, somebody had a problem. Well, the answer was probably, you know, establishing a foundation. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody talked to them. They're talking to all these estate planners. I said, has anybody talked to you about a foundation yet? No. Here's how it works. You know, that seems like it solved that problem. You know, the
trusts, foundations.
Yes. Yeah. We help you direct you to the right places. Kind of like the quarterback handing off to this back or this back sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. And now we have additional depth when we're talking about retirement planning with state employees, whether it's your drop money and what are your drop options or what is my FRS and am I in the defined benefit plan? Am I in the defined contribution? Do I have a 401k? Do I have a 401 401k? Do I have a 403b? Do I have a 457? You know, if you work in some places, work for the state, a city of Gainesville, Lateral County, you don't have a 403b. You got a 457 plan through the state. Mm-hmm. All these numbers, they essentially just tell you what 457 is municipalities, 403Bs are nonprofits, 401K or for-profit. You know, you got, that's
they designate what you more than they designate what you have.
Because what underneath that is the same plan. Mm-hmm. Tax deferred, you put money in, you get a tax deduction. If it's a tax deferred account, it grows tax deferred until you take the money out, and then you pay income tax on what you pay. If you take it out before 59 and a half, you got to pay a 10% penalty plus income tax. Mm-hmm. If you haven't taken it out by 70 and a half, you're going to have to take money out. That's just mm-hmm. the way it is. And a lot of our clients don't need that money, don't want that money, but the required minimum distributions are coming anyway. One of the things that that we've been talking to a lot of our clients about is considering taking money from their retirement plans that are taxable today and going ahead and paying some of the tax on them and converting them to Roth IRAs today, mm-hmm. Which is an idea that you might want to kick around if you haven't, if you're doing this yourself, you might want to kick around. Of course, you can give us a call at 352-375-7977, and we can explain it to you.
Yeah.
Or they could reach us by email.
Reach us by email at ffm@ffmonline.com. They can reach us through Facebook at Financial Management, Twitter at FFM167. Always, you know, traditionally call us 375-7977.
Or you could call us on the radio show at 877-975-9825.
Yeah.
That was my radio voice.
There you go.
So we were so give us a call. John and I are here to help you, but if you're friends of Larry's or Dudley's or Triss's in the community and you're wondering where they are and what they're doing, they're with us. They're part of our team, and we had just spent time with Larry. I was late getting to an event last night because Larry was chatting me up. We had a bunch of things to talk up. Yeah, I'm throwing him right under. He's not here. He's under the bus. Boom.
I'm sure you were the one who wouldn't let him go.
I'm his. Yeah, I guess I'm in his. He went to his office. So.
You're a chatter.
I am. Nah, I'd hardly ever chat. You don't come to my office. I don't chat in my office. You come to my office. Don't. Okay. Next time you're kicked out. Boom.
All right.
All right. I'm putting a boot to you the next time you just come in just chatting away. What are you in there chatting about?
Yeah, we went to that little event, the UF Vet Med event last night, and I heard you before I saw you.
Well, that's just because I'm loud and good looking.
Oh, okay.
And mostly just good looking.
Oh, okay.
You were hearing the crowd
ooing and eyeing.
Yeah. Who is that handsome man?
There you go.
With the flowing white hair, the Florida bomb. Yeah.
You were stuck in the door talking to somebody. That's what you do.
Yeah, well, they were.
Everybody's always like, well, we got to get moving. Where's Jeff? Oh, there he is talking to somebody.
Somebody asked me, you know, they were asking about Madison. How can I not talk about Madison?
Well, that's fair.
See, everybody, yes. Everybody's shaking their head.
Everybody's got an excuse.
She's the greatest.
See, yeah. Yes. And he's saying it's just an excuse over here.
Everybody's got
I'm
not arguing with
her. Okay, I'm just going to say it because I'm going to tell Madison what you said.
That's fine.
Oh.
She understands.
Okay. She does.
I've spent lots of time with her.
She loves unconditionally.
Yeah. She
does.
She does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you here that when back when Don and I first, you know, she went away to Oregon, and I guess it'd been a while since, you know, Chris and I think it was Chris and I were talking, and I mentioned the long-legged blonde in my bed.
I remember that.
And everybody, what? Madison, the dog. Oh, and that was then where's Donna? Oh, okay, yeah, well, I guess we haven't talked about this. The long-legged blonde was Madison.
Yep.
When she was young. She was only, you know, 7 or 8 at the time. Now she's almost.
Tell the people about Madison. They don't know what kind of dog she is.
She is a beautiful, long, Yeah, she's not long-legged anymore. She's got short legs because she got big. But she's a lab that's 14 years old that knew that I was having my heart attack before anybody knew I was having my heart attack. So critical in getting me out of that bed and saving my life.
Yeah.
And has decided, okay, that's my job. And I'll just be your shadow. And Peter Pan has a shadow. His comes off. Mine doesn't. She is there everywhere we go, and if I if she can't find me, she gets a little where is he, and she'll be running around the office, and she'll be so intent on finding me, she'll run right by me two or three times,
almost like a guardian angel.
I think that she is my guardian angel.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. To me, the way she goes to you and stays with you, and mm-hmm. she'll meet and greet everybody in the room, but always goes back to her guy, you.
I hope so, because she's my girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was a wonderful rabbit hole. I don't remember what we were talking about, but Madison's a.
I don't think it had anything to do with financial planning or retirement planning.
No. Oh, okay.
Not that part. I'm talking about what we were talking about before.
Oh, okay. Well,
being sarcastic.
If you come to our office, you'll get a chance to meet Madison, because Madison comes to the office with us, and she likes to keep an eye on everybody, and a lot of times she'd be sitting right there at the front door waiting to greet you as you come in, and mm-hmm. and then she'll wander around, and if you've got... If you smell like a dog, you're probably going to get her laying on your feet. And
I think one time you were gone, and she was still at the office, and Larry had clients in his office, and for some reason, she just wanted to be in that office. She bust in the door. Go in, hang out, come back out. Go back in.
I hope his clients were okay.
Everybody seemed fine. Larry, handled it with aplomb.
He's a classy guy, and he does a great job. I'm just, so many things have happened, and I say 5-year goals are just dreams. You got to have 5-year goals. I have a rolling 5-year goals. I have 25-year goals. So I'm 66, and I've got a 25-year game plan here. When you're into that game, your plan, but so I've got a 24-year game plan at this point. Mm-hmm. But I make those kind of plans all the time. That being said, I believe that if you start thinking about 5 years, it's really a dream. The reality is your life is so much different than anything you think it's going to be in 5 years.
Man plans, God laughs.
True. As I say to myself, at 61, if you'd have told me at 61 you're going to survive the most serious heart attack you can have and not die, you're going to sell part of the company and merge with a bigger company or merge with another company, and win a world championship. None of the three were on my list. Maybe someday merging with another company or buying other companies was probably more what I was interested in doing, was starting to buy other small practices. But, it went the other way because, I wasn't sure I was ever going to be able to do what I do now. But none of that was on my list. Mm-hmm. And I think for most people, when they start talking about 5-year game plans, I'm going to retire at 65 and from 65 to 70. And then you talk about what happened from 65 to 70. It really usually wasn't, there's some check marks. But in general, life keeps popping up and changing the directions. And that's why, when we do planning work, it's not one and done. The integrated wealth management process is our retirement planning process. And it's an a holistic evolutionary strategic planning program that's based on a conversation about your financial affairs for the rest of your life. It's a conversation that goes on year after year after year. One of the biggest jobs John does for our clients is updating financial plans that have been done 2, 3, 4, and 5 times. And it's now, the folks that were in to see us this week, man, that's the second time in a year that we've run those numbers for them. But they're approaching making an incredibly important decision. One of them is actually going to retire in June. So let's take another look at it and make sure this is okay one more time. Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, yeah, that's exactly what it looked like last time too. Yeah, it sure did. But You know, it's you're still on track. Everything's working. You know,
there were some numbers tweaking,
but in general, they it actually got a little better.
Yeah,
it did. It got better. Not worse. It got better for them. So you know,
you showed me a chart this week. I think people who are optimistic about being able to retire is at one of the highest points it's been in almost two decades.
Which is really, and I think that's somewhat a function of the fact we've just gone through an underperformance market. And if, you know, I believe we only got one life to live. So as we're going through this one life, you know, we're hitting these markers like an underperformance cycle that lasts 15 to 17 years. And if that's the first, you know, if you've never seen a 2008, all you've ever heard of is 29. Wow, you know, all of a sudden 2008 shapes and changes the way you're going to be doing things going forward. So if you have it, if all it was historical and now it's real, that really makes some differences. And these folks that have gone through 2000 to 2019, it was hard to be enthusiastic when you didn't know whether there was going to be any money. They've had 10 years now between 2008 and 2018 to see money starting to grow, and a stock market going from 6,500 to 26,000. I talk about this, you know, periodically when we make presentations. When I started in this industry, the Dow was 1,000. That was 1979, 1980. Today it's 26,000. Just think if you'd made a $10,000 investment in an S&P 500 investment at that point and never touched it. Don't buy it. Don't move in. Don't move out. Just left it there. And here we are in 2019. It'd be worth probably, I have to do the math, but it'd be worth a lot of money. And it just because the markets go up. There's no reason to think that the markets aren't going to continue to go up. They don't go straight up. I have a story that we talk about climbing a set of stairs, a man climbing a set of stairs with a yo-yo. Well, if you focus on the yo-yo, you might not notice him climbing the stairs. That short-term volatility, so to speak. On the other hand, if you focus on the stairs, what you saw is him go from the bottom to the top, and you didn't have to be worried about that yo-yo. So stop focusing on the yo-yo and watch the stairs, I guess, is the answer to that. 1 minute. All right, John, we better start talking about how they can get a hold of us.
So, to revisit that, you can call us at 352-375-7977. You can email us at ffm@ffmonline.com. And then you can check us out on Facebook, Falcon Financial Management.
And you can always call John, J-O-H-N, at ffmonline.com. Send him an email directly and tell him what you like about the show and he'll if you got a question,
I'll chat with you.
He'll chat you up. He'll chat you up. I like that word. Chat you up. Anyway, everybody, it's a Saturday, Sunday. Enjoy your families. You just can't say enough. I get to work with my son every day, and it's one of the great pleasures in my life. And I hope that everybody gets to enjoy their families this week. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Join us in our great life adventure next week at this time for Dollars and Cents with Jeff Davis from Falcon Financial Management. Thanks to all who've made our over 25 years in service so special.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide any specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Collaborative Wealth, a registered investment advisor. Collaborative Wealth and Falcon Financial Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.